Word by word soon.
Etanno Bhagavan Sarvanyatavadvattumavasi Uttamashloka Charityam Sarvaloka Sukhavaham. Yadartam. For what purpose? Adadat. Accepted. Rupam. Form. Matsyam. Of a fish. Loka jagupsitam. Which is certainly not very favorable in this world. Tamaha. In the mode of ignorance. Prakriti. Such behavior. Durmarsha, which is certainly very painful and condemned. Karmagrastaha, one who is under the laws of karma. Eva, like Ishvaraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Etat, all these facts. Naha, unto us. Bhagavan, O most powerful sage. Sarvam, everything. Yathavat, properly. Vaktumarhasi. Kindly describe. Uttama Shloka Charitam. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You got a light here, sir? Sarva Loka Sukha Avaham. By hearing of which everyone becomes happy. So translation, what was the purpose for which the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted the abominable form of a fish, exactly as an ordinary living being accepts different forms under the laws of karma? The form of a fish is certainly condemned and full of terrible pain. O my Lord, what was the purpose of this incarnation? Kindly explain this to us, for hearing about the pastimes of the Lord is auspicious for everyone. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shilvopad Shilvopad Kijai. Parikshit Maharaja's question to Shukadeva Goswami was based on this principle stated by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita in the 4th chapter, text 7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutanam dharmasya dadatmanam vijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice of descendant of Bhart and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. The Lord appears in each incarnation to save the world from irreligious principles and especially to protect His devotees, Brichanaya Sadhunam. Vamanadeva, for example, appeared to save the devotee, Bali Maharaj. Similarly, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted the abominable form of a fish, He must have done so to favor some devotee. Parikshit Maharaj was eager to know about the devotee for whom the Supreme Lord accepted such a form. So, Omagana Tibidandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So if you can't hear me because there's no microphone, you can move closer. Those of you in the back, it might be a good idea. Because I'm not going to scream. So, anyway, so this is very interesting because why does a living entity take a fish form? Well, a living entity takes a fish form because previously he or she was a human. Only as a human being can you go down? Because when you're an animal, you go up. A human being, you can go down or up. That's up to you. It's a junction point. Because only a human being, of course there's 400,000 species of human life, but only a human being can accrue karma. Other entities can work out their karma. So why would someone take birth as a fish? Well, there's several reasons. One is they were a fisherman. They were eating, as they say in India, water vegetables. You ever hear that saying before? That's what they call fish. You go to Bengal, Orissa, anywhere along the coast, there's a lot of fish eating. Even in Jagannath Puri, sometimes the pandas, they mix the fish with their mahaprasadam. And they say, this is water vegetables. So you eat a fish, you become a fish. You catch a fish, you sell a fish, you transport a fish, you cook a fish, anything like that, and you become a fish. It's not so bad. Of course, the worst thing is killing a cow. Why is it the worst karmically? Because every single hair on the cow's body will give you a cow birth to be killed. Pretty bad, isn't it? So if you have to eat meat, please eat a fish or chicken. At least you only take one birth as a chicken. Not too bad. So here the fish body is considered extremely inauspicious because someone has to be extremely bad karmically to take a body of a fish. I mean, even if people eat fish, it's such a nasty smell. Sometimes in India, you know, we go to buy some vegetables and it's right next to the fish market. Or even in our Mumbai temple, there's so many fishermen. We go for a walk on the beach there, and all the fishermen are there. And then you can smell the smell of fish. It's just a disgusting, disgusting smell. I mean, of all the animals, they're pretty low on the evolutionary hierarchy. Of course, there's lower animals, but still the fish are pretty low. So it's considered inauspicious to be a fish. And actually, Prabhupada even said, those people who like to surf, you know what surfing is? You have this in Fiji? Prabhupada called them sufferers. He said, the sufferers there. And because even in Hawaii, the devotees like to surf. So, Prabhupada said they become fish in the next life. Because they want to ride the waves. And you see so many fish riding the waves. So this is why it's considered jagupshitam, you know, horrible to be a fish. However, we should understand with the Supreme Lord, first of all, the Supreme Lord is not under karma. He doesn't appear in different species of life because that's his reaction. He doesn't have any reactions, and pure devotees don't have any reactions either. What to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna comes out of his own sweet will. As we mentioned the other day, Krishna is Aptakama and Swarat. Swarat means he's independent. He's not controlled by anybody. He's the cause of all causes. Just like people ask, why is Krishna blue? Why does he play a flute? Why does he like Radharani? Why does he live in Vrindavan? Why didn't he choose Fiji? But the reason is, there's only one answer, because he wants to. And there's other reasons why we do things. Like you say, why is Sumukh going to work today? Because he needs money. Why does he need money? Because of his wife. Why does he have a wife? Because he wants to enjoy. Why does he want to enjoy? Because he's envious of Krishna. Anyway, so. You can go through a whole chain of events like that. So there's always a why we do things, right? But with Krishna, there's only one reason why he does things. To enjoy. He's the supreme enjoyer. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jayata. I mean, he's the supreme enjoyer, so that's his psychology. Everything's enjoyment. With us, everything has a cause. That's why it's called Sarva Karana Karanam. The first verse in the Brahma Sangita. Ishwara Paramakrishna Satchinanda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He's the cause of all causes. Cause of all causes means that nothing causes him, nothing causes him to act, and nothing interferes with him either. So here he's deciding to take the body of a fish. Now let's try to figure out the reasons why he takes the body of a fish. Of course, one reason is given here, to help his devotees. And that's also mentioned as Prabhupada quotes from the Bhagavad Gita, Purichanaya Sadunam, isn't it? Vinashaya Chadushkutam. Famous verse. I mean, everybody in India knows that verse. Even if they don't know any other verse, they know that verse. And they always recite that verse on Ram Navami or Janmashtami or Nrisimha Chaturdasi. And the other days they forget Krishna. You understand?
Yes.
Well, we were talking about this the other day. I'm not going to talk about it now. But the other days they forget. So in any case, Parichanaya Sadunam. So that's one reason. Krishna comes to protect his devotees. He loves his devotees so much. We were talking about this yesterday. That Krishna has so much love for his devotee that if some devotee is in trouble, threatened, anxiety, Krishna comes and helps. That's one thing. We should be sure of that. That Krishna is always protecting us. Abhaya Satva Samsudi Jnana Yoga Vavastatihi. This is Krishna's instruction in the Gita. He says, Abhaya, free from fear. Abhaya Satva Samsudi, because we're established in Satva, Satva Gun or Vishuddha Satva, pure goodness. Jnana Yoga Vavastatihi, because we're studying Prabhupada's books. If you study, then you will actually be convinced that Krishna is God and you'll be free of fear. But so few people are convinced that Krishna is God, even amongst many of the devotees. I mean, completely convinced. If you're convinced that Krishna is everywhere, Ishwara Sarvabhutanam Hridesha Arjuna Tishtati, in everyone's heart, then you'll be free of fear. Like Prabhupada, crossing the ocean, no money, having heart attacks, coming to a strange country, free of fear. So that's a devotee. Abhaya Shatva Samsudhi Jnana Yoga Vavastati. So, because Krishna is always protecting his devotee. So that's one reason. Another reason why Krishna appears, of course, is Vinashaya to Dushkritam. Get rid of the Dushkritina. Dushkritina Muta, Prapajante, Naranama, Maya, Pritigala, Sunamavam, Ashrita, those are the four types of people, don't approach Krishna. That's another reason. And there are two other reasons, which we're going to talk about today, why Krishna appears or Krishna took the body of a fish and a tortoise. Oh, one thing before I want to speak about that. Sometimes people misunderstand Krishna's appearance as a fish. They think he's going through the evolutionary cycle. Like if you go to Tirupati, as you climb up the hill to Tirumala, you'll see the different incarnations of the Lord from the lower species to the higher species. And they say, well, this is the Lord's evolution. I mean, we are not evolving. The bodies don't evolve. Of course, spiritually, hopefully, we're evolving. But Krishna certainly doesn't evolve from a fish. You know, they want to apply Darwin's theory to Krishna, to God. God's first a fish, and then he, through mutation, he becomes a tortoise. Like that. No. That's how explained. In India, you hear the stupid explanation sometimes. Not by everybody. But Krishna is always Ajopi son of Yatma Bhutanam Ishwaropisham. Prakatim Swamadhisthaya Sambhavami Atmamaya. He always appears in his original spiritual body, and he just manifests in different ways, as we quoted from the Brahma Samhita yesterday, Advaita Chuta Nadir Anantarupam. Anyway, so that's one misunderstanding. I wanted to mention that so people don't get confused that think that Krishna's evolving. He's completely evolved. And his original form is Krishna. Ete Changsa Kalatpunsa Krishna's too Bhagavan Swayam. The original Bhagavan. So anyway, so Krishna doesn't evolve. So let's get on to the point. So there's two other reasons why Krishna appears that are very important, his own esoteric reasons. One reason is, as we said before, he comes to enjoy. Because Krishna, just like a little kid sometimes, will put on different costumes and make believe, I guess they're a fish or something, or anyway, or maybe even they're a dog. As I said the other day, Krishna has incarnations in all the 8,400,000 species of life. So Krishna's just like playful. It says Leela. That's what Leela means. Do you understand? Leela means play. It's interesting. Whatever Krishna does is Leela. So sometimes, another point is, Prabhupada said, sometimes these bogus incarnations, they have some problem and they say it's their Leela. They smoke cigarettes, that's their Leela. They're getting sick, that's their Leela. They die, that's their Leela. But Leela means something you just do out of enjoyment. You know, Rasa Leela. And so many different Leelas Krishna has. So, basically, he's taking the body of a fish because he wants to do it. He wants to have a nice swim in the body of a fish. It's not abominable for Krishna to do it. It's enjoyable. It's playful. Oh, now I'm a fish. Now I'm a tortoise. Now I'm whatever. Of course, also, Krishna takes these various incarnations. Let's take the tortoise, because it gives the devotees opportunities to serve him in that particular way. Like the tortoise incarnation of the Lord was being served as the demigods and the demons were churning the ocean of milk. They were serving him by scratching his back and polishing his jewels. So that's a pretty good thing. So devotees. So that's another reason. And the final reason why Krishna appears in so-called abominable forms, which is not abominable for Krishna, is that Krishna wants to attract us. Like, we are attracted to so many different activities, forms, pastimes in this world. Like most of you, they watch these Bollywood movies, and the men are attracted to the Bollywood actresses, and the women, as we mentioned many times before, if I mention some Bollywood actor, they faint. So we're attracted to a certain form. We're attracted to a certain taste. We're attracted to certain activities. So Krishna, in order to attract the conditioned souls, and we're not talking just about pure devotees now, or even devotees, in order to attract the conditioned souls, he enacts these pastimes. Just like right now, we're coming upon Ram Navami. So what is Ram Navami? Ram Navami means that people are talking about, hopefully about Lord Ram, right? And for a few days they don't take meat. So they're talking about, so it's Krishna's trick. Because how would people know about God unless he came down? Otherwise, as Prabhupada said, they would be speculating as to the nature of God. They would be doing something called anthropomorphism. Anyone's heard that word before? Anthropomorphism means that you depict God the way you think God will be because of your particular bodily situation. For example, give an example. Let's say in the Christianity, for example. So in Europe, they make a picture of Jesus Christ, how? Blonde hair? Right? Blue eyes? Well, I got news for you. He never had blonde hair or blue eyes. He came from the same family as I do. Yeah. My Gotra. True, it's true. My Gotra, same, Middle Eastern. Middle Eastern. He had curly hair, and brown or black eyes. So because people, I'm not saying Jesus is God, he's the Son of God. Because people, generally, they project their own mentalities upon God. And if you go to Africa, they depict Jesus Christ as being a black man. It's very interesting, isn't it? How they do that? So every culture, when they speculate about the nature of God or great personalities, they depict or they picture that great personality or God as looking like them. Right? So I'm sure, like if I went to the Fiji villages and went and asked about their native gods, they would look like Fijians. Right? Except, say, you know, except the Kalia Nag or something like that. But, you know, there's no Fijian that looks like Kalia. I don't think, is there?
No.
So that's called anthropomorphism. That's a fancy word you're going to use to impress your friends so they think you're educated. Anthro means human beings, you know. Morphism means like form. So you think they have a form like that. So let's say even if the animals had some intelligence, if the horses came up with a god, they would have God looking like a horse. Of course, that's Hayagriva. Anyway, that's another story. But anyway, so everyone projects their conception. So Krishna, Prabhupada makes this point in the beginning of a Krishna book, that Krishna, in order to destroy this iconoclastic misconception or projection or anthropomorphic projection, Krishna comes down to show us what he's actually like. And when he comes down to show us what he's actually like, we become attracted. Just like this Ram Navami, let's get back to it. If you didn't have Ram appear and you simply had philosophy of Ram Navami, forget it. Nobody would celebrate it, would they? They wouldn't stop eating meat. They wouldn't celebrate Ram Navami if you just talk about Bhagavad Gita philosophy. You're not your body, your spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, the modes of nature. Oh, my God. Forget about Ram Navami. If you say, this is Ram's philosophy, forget about Ram's philosophy, especially in Kali Yuga. Who's interested in philosophy in Kali Yuga? No. Actually, the most famous preachers in India, those who do this Bhagavad Saptaha, they don't talk about philosophy. All they do is go through the Leela, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and they go into song. There's this whole method. I'm sure you've seen it. You have people like that here. They have this whole method of giving Bhagavatam class. Maybe I should try it one day. Where they just say something, oh, Ram, 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 and they just burst into song in the middle of class. Should I do that? Hanuman, oh, Hanuman, oh, Hanuman. Like that. No. That wasn't Prabhupada's system. That's a Bhagavad Saptaha system. Of course, sometimes outside preaching, devotees may do that to sort of like attract people. But in any case, people need to hear about activities. Mama Virya Sambhadaha. As Krishna said, Lord Kapiladev says in the Bhagavatam, they need to hear about Krishna's heroic, romantic activities, tricky activities, cheeky activities. It's so interesting. You know, Krishna was young, stealing butter. You know, if Krishna just behaved himself, how interesting would that be? You say, all right, Krishna was brought up by Mother Yashoda and they had a happy childhood. And they lived happily ever after. Hare Krishna. Isn't it? You know, a Krishna book would be like one page. They loved Krishna. There were no problems, no demons. Krishna never got sick. And life went on. Or Lord Ram. Okay, Lord Ram was coronated. No Dandakaranya forest, no kidnapping Sita, none of this stuff. He just ruled the kingdom. and made everyone chant Hare Krishna. No. Then who's going to listen to Ram Katha, right? There has to be spice, like Krishna stealing the butter, pinching the babies, passing urine on people's floor. It's so interesting. Krishna's running around with other people's wives in the middle of the night. Isn't it? Krishna playing tricks on his girlfriend's husband, making believe he is the husband and arranging for his girlfriend Radharani's mother-in-law and sister-in-law to throw stones at their brother. You know, I'll be mind you. So that is so interesting, isn't it? Krishna swallowing dirt and his mother looking in his mouth and seeing the whole universe. So interesting, isn't it? I mean, you can go on with all these different pastimes. So Krishna does that. Also, he's enjoying doing those things. It's not that he's just doing it to entertain us. But he's all these things are happening simultaneously. You know, the Pritranaya, Sadhanam, Banishaya, Jadushkritam, showing us what the nature of God is, enjoying himself, and then attracting us. So we know the nature of God, and we hear about these things, and then Raso Bharjam, Raso Pyasha, Param Dushrani Bhartate. Then we lose interest in all these mundane so-called leelas, not leelas, and all these mundane activities of different malachas. Isn't it? You know, instead of Ram Katha, Ravana Katha. It's like in Sri Lanka, sometimes they celebrate Ravana as their local hero. And instead of Ram Vijay, they burn Ram's effigy. So this is malecha culture. You worship all these stupid, ridiculous, degraded malechas. And so anyway, so Ram comes down, Krishna comes down, Macha Avatar comes down. It is so attractive. And this will actually give us the higher taste. So we forget about the material world. We forget about everything. So one should be absorbed. And of course, when one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, one gets a spiritual television so they can watch all the time. Better than satellite TV. Better than having a disc. Right? Satellite disc? So you can watch all the devotees now, they have satellite discs in their home. Even in Vrindavan, they always have these satellite discs in their home. So better than that, they get a chance to watch any of Krishna's pastimes. And another point is, when a pure devotee sees or hears about these pastimes, he sees Govinda behind it. He sees it's Krishna doing all these things. He's not bewildered. As Jayadev Goswami writes in his Dasha Avatara Shloka, Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa, Keshavadrita Shukaru Rupa, Keshavadrita Korma Sharira, Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa, Keshavadrita Rama Sharira. He says, Keshava, it's Krishna doing all these things. You understand?
Yes.
It's Krishna. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is doing all these things. So that's how a pure devotee of Krishna sees. Of course, many devotees are focused on other incarnations of the Lord. Like there's some Ram Bhaktas, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had some of his associates, like Murari Gupta, who was an incarnation of Hanuman, who just chanted Ram, 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 not even Hare Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya tried to get them to chant Hare Krishna, but they couldn't stop chanting Ram, 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 Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Raghupati, Raghava, Rajaram. So, but in any case, for the members, generally for the members of the Krishna Conscious Movement, when we hear about these incarnations, we actually see Krishna is doing these things. Krishna's putting on different costumes as a playful actor, because that is actually the original position, original nature of God, as Krishna. Swayam Bhagavat. That means the original personality of Godhead. So, anyway, so these are some points. So any questions or comments? I'm preaching in the dark, so you can all rest while I'm giving class and I'll never figure it out. Yeah.
Like, if someone being, we have given 100
if you're lucky.
Even if you have to take care of your body properly.
Yeah. Yeah, Prabhupada said disease comes from uncleanliness and anxiety and over what? Eating.
So, if then we die if you don't care about body.
You die even if you do care about your body.
Yes. But in case of animals and birds and fishes,
they never overeat. They never oversleep.
Yes.
They never have illicit sex.
Right. So,
they don't take intoxication. They follow the regulated principles. They're allowed to eat meat.
If their life is, chicken life is 3 years, and as human being we go and kill them in 1 year, do you have to take birth again for another 2 years to come?
Yeah, anyway, whatever it is, you have to take birth as a chicken. That's the action of reaction. And then, just like nowadays, they have this thing called abortion where they kill children. So if you kill children like that, you have to be aborted in your next life. It's action and reaction. Whatever you do will come back to you.
And the question is, the chicken is 3 years life and we kill them in 1 year. Do they have to come back as a chicken for another 2 years? That's the question.
You can experience it. Don't worry. I mean, it's bad enough being a chicken and being killed, or 2 years or 5 years. Yeah, whatever torture you give an animal, then you have to suffer that same torture. You know, in the Western world, they have farms where they raise animals and kill them later on, but they say compassionate farms. It's like giving you a nice facility before they kill you. Compassionate farm. So anyway, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If you eat a chicken, you'll have to take a chicken birth. As far as how long, we'll figure that out.
One man told me that I am eating the chickens who ate me in my life when I was a chicken. So what should I tell you?
Yes, and then in the next life, they'll get a chance to eat you again. You know, so it's a cycle. Yes, it's actually true. You were probably eating, some of the chickens you're eating were probably your chicken, and you were eaten by them in the last time, and you're switching from one lifetime to another. Could happen. So what? But he's still securing a chicken life for himself in the next life.
But he's saying that I'm not stealing because I ate this, I was chicken.
He's not Yamaraj. Yamaraj is the one who's supposed to give punishments, not you. You can say, I killed you because it was your karma to die. Yes, but you also have to suffer the karma of killing. It's not your business to be the judge and to punish other living entities. That's Yamaraj's business. If you take Yamaraj's position, you get punished. Actually, the king can also act as the agent of God and punish sometimes, the king or the government. If someone is a criminal or someone is a murderer, they can kill them, you know, capital punishment, because they're acting as the agent of God. But it's not your position to do that. So, there are other questions? Yes, Nrisimha Bhagavan. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it sees Krishna as a coward boy, yeah. Yeah. Mantras as well. I don't understand. The formula for seeing Krishna all the time is Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Shantakshadaiva Radiyeshu Vilokiyamti. Yam Shaima Shandara Chinchi Guna Swarupam Govindamari Purisham. That's the formula. We have no other formula. Premanjana. How does one reach Prema? Well, it's a gradual process. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangota Bhajanakriya. First of all, You have to associate with the devotees to have a little bit of faith. Sadhu Sangota. Then you have to chant your rounds. Bhajanakriya. And then you have to try to get rid of your anarthas. If you have any lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, bewilderment, that's called an anartha, things you don't want. So you have to work at it. It's not that, you know, you join the Hare Krishna movement, you have no more anarthas. I met plenty of people who are in the movement who are angry, lusty, what else? Bewildered, fearful, envious. Prabhupada said this movement is like a hospital. Don't be shocked if you find people who are sick here. It's like we have our nurses and doctors here. Doctor. So we have our nurses and doctors, they're spiritual doctors. But don't be surprised if you see some devotees are not perfect or not pure. I mean, when you join the movement, you think every devotee is pure. But then after about 2 weeks, you start to see things. But don't look at the bad things. Just understand they're getting better. They're recovering. We're all recovering addicts. You understand? It's like they have these organizations like Alcoholics Anonymous. You have that here? Where people talk with each other and they try to encourage each other. How long have you been free from alcohol? And then you get an award after a year. I mean, I didn't drink alcohol, so don't worry. That's not why I know about it. But after a year, then everybody gathers around you. That's your initiation. Gathers around you and say, oh, Sumukh hasn't taken alcohol in a year. I know you don't take it, but Haribo! And they have a party. And then he goes, 5 years without alcohol. Jai! Haribo! 10 years. But one thing they say in these all these programs is once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Because Maya is strong, so we say the same thing. You know, once, until you become an absolutely pure devotee, there's always the tendency of falling down. Always. Until you reach prema, just like Bhart Maharaj. Bhart Maharaj was on the next to the highest level of devotional service, a level that no one in this room is on, unless I'm wrong about some of you. Baba. What does Baba mean? That every time you chant, you just fall into ecstasy. You can't even control it. You have the Vibhavas, Anubhavas, Sattvika Bhavas, Vyavachari Bhavas. I'm not going to get into whole explanation today. But, so, that's Baba. How many of you experience this Baba? Practically none of us. So he was on that highest, next to the highest platform, yet he was a little inattentive. And he fell in love with a baby deer. Can you imagine? Maya's so strong that even a little baby deer you fall in love with. What to speak of men and women? You know, Bhart Maharaj was taking care of a baby deer and he fell in love. And he was kissing the deer. He was saying his Gayatri mantra, trying to say his Gayatri mantra, right? And the deer was come up to him and go, or whatever deer do, you know, licking him. And he fell down. Because he wasn't attentive. Like Prabhupada said, it's like a razor's edge. You know, you can cut yourself if you're not careful with a razor. Because he wasn't attentive. He fell down. And what to speak of stronger attractions? I mean, if that happened with a deer, I mean, what would happen with Priya? Is that... But we're so proud, we think we're advanced, that, you know, we can play with fire. Isn't it? We play with fire and gasoline, you know. Or like Prabhupada said, you put butter and fire together, You think the butter is going to remain solid? No. You're going to become ghee. And then you become a ghee husta. I know. It's grahasta. I know. I'm just making a play on words here. So you got to be very careful with all these attractions. I mean, you know, of course, the men-woman attraction is the strongest force. I mean, even Lord Shiva was attracted to Mohini Murti. Of course, that's Krishna. That's a pastime. Visramita Muni. So, anyway, so these are anarthas. The point is, these are anarthas. And they're not gone until you reach prema. Or not absolutely gone, sorry. They could always come back. Until you reach prema. So therefore, that's when you can see Krishna face to face. When you love 100% Krishna and no personal interest, and yabhi lashita shunyam jnana karma navritam anukulyena krishnanam shilaram bhakti rutumam. Okay. Actually, the devotee said, Satchimata said, yes, we do have AA in Fiji. I'm surprised that anybody drinks in Fiji. I didn't know you had liquor. I thought it was a pious country. So, anyway, any other questions?
Just a comment, Guru Maharaj.
Yeah.
Comes in, he takes many different forms, like lower forms, his fish and daughters. But he is always Satchit Anand.
Of course, that's what I said. That's why I quoted the verse in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopi San of Yatma Bhutanami Suropi Sam. The Krishna appears in original form. It's original Krishna. He's never, there's no blood or guts like we have. It's not that Krishna needs to go to a doctor. Ashnavi Ram is the statement. He has no veins in his body. His body is just pure eternity, bliss, and knowledge. That's Ishwara Paramakrishna Satchananda Vigra and Adir. Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. That's Krishna. So, I know it's dark here. The better not to see you. So, anyway, so any other questions or comments?
Yeah. Lord Ram, when he came in the
Treta Yuga.
He was in exile for 14 years. That 14 years, if we consider that 14 years in our, like this this age, if we compare, it will be different.
No, it's 14 years. No, it's 14 years.
It's just 14 years.
That's not the demigods. Oh. Earth 14 years is always 14 years. Okay. But the demigods 14 years would be millions or billions of years. But 14 years, no, it's only 14 years. But they lived a long time. Like, it's described that Ram had to live without Sita for like 60,000 years. It's a long time. Did you live without your wife for 60,000 years? I don't think so. Yes, you should tell your wife, you're my Sita and I'm your Ram. Sometimes people say that. Isn't that? In the movies they say that sometimes. It's not true. Anyway, living without someone you love for 60,000 years and actually seeing her, let's say, deity or form, because he had to have sacrifices and she had to be by him. That's it. That's Vipralamba Seva. You know, intense separation. That's heavy, isn't it? 60,000 years. Patience, determination, so enthusiasm. Any other questions? The ladies have questions? Ladies are always so humble and shy. Questions? Problems? So anyway, so we hear about Krishna's pastimes, we get attracted. This is so wonderful. The tortoise and all these other incarnations, just so wonderful. Krishna is so wonderful.
And we also learn from the past times. Krishna also teaches us.
We learn how to swim, or
just like
I know. Yeah, I know. I mean, we learn the lessons that Macha Avatar is teaching, Karma Avatar. But the main thing is, I take from the pastimes is I just become attracted. I just love Krishna.
I was thinking about Lord Rampage, like Mariana Pushottam.
Oh, yeah. You learn not to take your wife on pilgrimage. That's what Prabhupada said that. Didn't Prabhupada say that, Gargamuni? Oh, you didn't read that. He said one of the lessons is that when you go on pilgrimage, be careful about your wife. Prabhupada did say that. So you learn that too. So now you learn Mariyada Purushottam, that observing the rules and regulations of etiquette and ordinary behavior. Yeah. Don't overstep. Mariyada means to overstep. Don't overstep these etiquettes. And so Lord Rama is an example for us. But at the same time, we get Krishna. Krishna's a terrible example. Isn't it? Isn't it?
Once one doctor said to me, he said, Krishna is a naughty god.
Yeah, he's a naughty god. I mean, I'm not going to follow Krishna's example in my life. I'm not going to go around pinching babies or stealing butter. I get arrested. So Ram sets the perfect example. Krishna sets the example of what God is. Get God and get away with anything. And nobody can do anything about it. So anyway, but it's all attractive. That's the point. Krishna means most attractive person. Krishna. Actually, the word Krishna means someone who attracts us and negates material existence. You understand? Krishna. He's attractive, and he attracts us away. Na. That's one of the definitions the Acharyas give. A negation of maya, or illusion. Because we become attracted to him, and then maya goes away. Mama eva ye prapajante, as Krishna says, isn't it? Daivyesha gunamaya. Mama maya durachya. Mama eva ye prapajante. So one who surrenders to me, then maya goes far away. Maya becomes a servant of the devotee serving Krishna. Okay. I think we have to end now. Thank you very much. All glories to the divine grace of the Prabhupada. Thank you all for joining us. Ajanani Vas, it's nice to see you. Sachimata, Alini, Vrindavan Chandra, Ivan, Sudharma, Jadaki Ram, Dixit. Thank you all for joining us. The electricity's out here. The FEA is not working hard enough, so. All glories and divine grace to the Prabhupada.